listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Craig Evans with us. How you doing, Craig? Good to see you, man.
Great. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah. What'd you do on your long weekend there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Can't think of anything?
Nothing fun.
No. Packers? You watch your Packers?
Well, that was that was Thursday night.
We were off.
You could sleep in, right?
Yeah, I could sleep in.
Yeah, I saw some of that.
Yeah. It wasn't terribly late. I think it was 10:30 when it got over.
Plus, you know this. Yeah. You could sleep in.
Yeah. You watch my Vikings? I didn't get a chance because I was a little busy that day.
The TV game out there was the.
I did DVR it, so me and Johns are going to break down a lot of film today.
The Rams and the Carolina was the local game out there.
Yeah,
at one, yeah, or whatever. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock sports. By the way, I was texting my buds from back east. I said I took a picture of the 10 o'clock kickoff, and I thought this is really cool because I'm still in the hotel room at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. And then I thought that if in the 80s, I would have missed every first half of every game.
Oh, yeah.
Because I slept till, I partied my ass off in the 80s, and I slept till noon at least. I barely made the 1 o'clock kickoff most of those games because we were up till about 3 or 4. You know what I'm talking about, Craig?
When I lived in Arizona, and they were, there was part of the year.
I would have missed every Steeler first half.
Right. They were on California time, right. The early games.
Yeah. But now I like it.
I wasn't up till noon, you're right. I would miss the first half of most of the early games.
And I was watching your Arizona State team. They were playing out there, too.
Oh.
On the Pac-12 Network.
Pac-12 Network.
Was that Wednesday night?
That would have been
Thursday night.
Friday night.
Friday night.
And
they beat up the powerhouse Sacramento State.
Took it to Sacramento State 19-7.
They took it.
Something.
You play to win the game.
Yes, you do. Herm Warning. He's 2-0, right?
Yeah.
All right.
But you play Sacramento State to
win the game.
Stomp them and to toss them into the ocean.
Yeah.
Why aren't they breaking in a new quarterback right now, Todd? Give him a chance.
Yeah, I don't know.
They played that at home. It's a hell of a toss. It was in Tampa.
It would be, yeah. Right. But
did your Hogs win, Craig?
No.
Oh, did they lose? Who'd they play?
Nobody.
Somebody they should have beaten?
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't take on the conference schedule?
No.
I saw some, are taking on a conference schedule. Maybe as early as this weekend. I got Stanford and somebody else in the Pac-12 played.
Oh, who'd my Hogs lose to?
They lost to Mississippi.
Ole Miss.
I mean, that's a legit loss.
That's a legit loss.
Okay. Sort of.
And I think, I think that is a
conference. It's not.
That's a
they
conference
suck.
Game, isn't it?
Well, I know they suck. But it's still a legit loss. It was at least a Mississippi is a loss.
Yeah, that's a conference game.
It's a conference game, right?
Yeah, that's an SEC game.
Right.
Now, if you go and ask the bet against Colorado State this weekend, then we'll have a talk.
Yeah, well, Colorado State's a decent program. They're as good as Arkansas right now.
Or San Jose State.
Yeah, that's too bad.
My daughter's interested in Colorado State. I could be a Rams fan someday. They're called the Rams, right?
Sure.
Yeah, right. I believe so. That's a nice enough place.
I'm a little slow today.
Are you?
I drank way too much alcohol at Todd's daughter's. Well, not just that night, all three nights.
And that's so unlike you.
Well, it was like a vacation, man. You know, that's what it was.
Well, it is a vacation.
Going away for a weekend and an extra couple of days, people do consider a vacation.
I boozed it pretty good, yeah.
Well, good for you.
All kind. I was drinking margaritas, basically margaritas, then throwing a bunch of beer on that.
No edibles?
I don't know where they were. I was thinking about getting some, but I didn't know where it was. I forgot about it. I should have got
Here's
that.
The
I
deal.
Thought it felt a lot
Throw
better.
A rock.
Do they have it in?
It's legal, but
no. Did they have any? Is there any stores in? Where were we? Oh, Laguna.
Oh no.
Okay, I would have to travel there.
Many of the beach communities will not zone for that.
Got it.
According to my new...
Well, legal. Well, it's still nice to have. You could have got it somewhere else. If I drove into towards John Wayne Airport, where they had it there?
He might have.
Okay.
But it's a little difficult.
It's legal.
Ask the concierge.
Yeah.
Where can I find...
Yeah, I should have. Yeah. I forgot about
you
it.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. Or, ask my now son-in-law. Because what I ended up doing was... I was taking an Uber back from... we took a trip over to Catalina Island.
Yeah.
So I looked on the weed maps and it said, there's a store here. Uber driver pulls in. And we can't find anything in a strip mall. And so finally jumped into a liquor store and asked the guy. He goes, no, most of the places around here just deliver.
Did you say, while I'm here?
Yeah.
And you're in the liquor store?
Yeah.
Give me a liter of vodka.
I already stocked up there.
Okay, got it.
But I ended up calling this place.
Oh, they deliver weed?
They met me at the bit was like your guy meeting you in the parking lot of a restaurant.
Did we come to the hotel like a?
No, because we were out eating.
Oh, you're out eating.
And we were
They met you at the restaurant with weed?
Yes.
With edibles?
Yeah, well, it's perfectly legal.
I know it's legal.
No edibles. I just bought a bunch of joints.
Okay.
And you get a big fat one.
I would have got high with you.
And a lighter as a free gift for your first time purchase. So I had more weed than I knew what to do with.
I thought maybe it was like buying wine in Kansas, where you can get the wine one place, but you got to go to another place for the corkscrew.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Now, we can give you the weed, but no lighters, man.
Yeah.
No lighters.
What did you... How'd you get them back? You leave them there, obviously.
Oh, no. I either gave them all away or smoked them all up.
Got it. Smoked them all up.
Look, honey, we got a fifth of vodka and four joints, and we're leaving tomorrow, so we got to get down.
But
in the
nicer communities, the family communities.
Whatever, it's still legal.
They don't have the store.
Stop not bitching about it. It's still legal. You know, look where we live. It's never going to be legal.
It's still closer to them than it is to us.
Yeah, and a guy delivered it to you.
Yeah.
And it was legal to get delivered. I realize you can get a guy delivered to you here because if our governor's listening, there's weed all over Nebraska, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Yes. And Kansas, by the way. And Iowa. There's weed everywhere.
Man.
All those governors, you're listening. Wait a minute.
I kind of like the idea of, you know, you're sitting at home. I need a sandwich and I need some Chiba Chews.
I like
I'm just going to make two calls and it's going to show up.
But apparently in the future, you know, when you got to learn all this stuff, it's like learning the liquor laws from state to state.
Yep.
That, okay, this place has a state-run liquor store and it's only open till 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that most of Orange County, south of L.A., I think like in the city of L.A., you can probably find a shop, but most of the beach communities won't zone for it. It's a zoning issue.
Okay.
So they tend, you know, they tend to deliver.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you just got to set up a little account. It was a bit of a hassle. I was used to Colorado, just walking into the store saying, give me that. And they did.
Well, like it's going to be like you said, liquor laws in different states. So it's going to be like weed laws when it's eventually legal everywhere. So that was it. That's what we did. We got high and drank a bunch of booze all weekend. I didn't get high. Yeah. I got drunk.
And I owe a liquor store $32 because they shut off our debit card. It's never happened to me in the continental United States before. The bank shut off our debit card.
Did they know you traveled?
Well, never mind. I used it when we had a meal in the Vegas airport. That was our layover. And then got there late, and Uber driver found a liquor store for us. And after my liquor purchase, they denied that guy. You know, I already had the booze. I was already down the road. Wasn't notified till later. But, you know, I want to give that guy his $32.
He
deserves it.
Now, who paid for it?
I did, but then they caught it at the bank and said, well, somebody, you're not much of a liquor drinker.
Yeah, this looks like fraudulent activity.
Yeah. And they always do that to me after a liquor store purchase.
Well,
they
should know that you're a liquor guy.
Well, but that's also probably where a lot of fraudulent purchases happen.
Right. Sure.
You know?
$30 of liquor.
Yeah, you know, liquor stores, man.
I don't know. We got to go.
You're not going to get flagged at a nice restaurant. You're going to get flagged at a cheap liquor store.
Go talk to him.
Yep.
Make sure that guy.
Or just some guy handing you weed.
Right.
Make sure that guy gets his money. So our card was shut off for the whole weekend.
The guy at the liquor store, is that he thought you ripped him off then.
Well,
technically.
That's what he's thinking now.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah. Because he probably got notification about the same time that we did.
That you were in there, your long hair with somebody's card, right?
Yep.
Well, no, I bet you, because a lot of times your cards have fraud protection, so it I don't know if the card company may take that hit. They may go ahead and pay the retailer.
Okay.
Well, you know, somebody's listening right now that does that.
And then they take the hit.
Some retailer's listening or driving to work right now.
But if you call the card bank or the card company and say, no, that was me, they'll go, oh, okay, and just take it out of your account.
Good, because I want to remain in good standing to liquor stores throughout the country.
You're right. You don't want
to get on a list.
No. Watch out, this
liquor store list.
With this fraudulent card.
The no drink list.
All over the... So my wife leaves her purse. Todd was there when this happened.
Oh, man. That would suck.
This is a warning for anybody that Ubers and everybody I'm talking to pretty much Ubers. Most people have done, I should say. And you got to read the fine print in this crap. Because we get out of the car at the hotel, and Todd and everybody's their family, they all just got there. A lot of Todd's kids were there.
Everyone arrived at pretty much the same time on so Friday afternoon.
My wife and I get out of our Uber, and we walk up. Hey, how you doing? Oh, Uber guy pulls away. She lost her purse. Left it in the Uber car. Sounds simple, except when you try to get a hold of Uber, there's no corporation. They're all independent contractors, and there's really no number. So eventually you get a call somewhere to find out how do you get a hold of this guy. You got to hit this button, blah, 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 whatever. I finally got a hold of the guy. He'd already taken another ride down to LAX. And I said, well, you got our purse. We need it back. And he goes, well, the guy behind, and he's speaking broken English, but I can still understand him. And I thought the guy was real nice, but on the phone, he goes to me, my new rider doesn't want to come back. I said, well, I need the frickin' purse. I said, you have our purse, and I know who you are. I said, I want the purse back. And he goes, well, 4 hours. And then I said, I need the purse back. I said, and then I go, I'll take care of you. And he goes, how much are you going to give me? He actually, yes. Now, and I haven't done anything yet about this douchebag because I don't want to give him a bad rating, but I'm about to get a hold of these guys. I'm so pissed. More I thought about it, more pissed.
Yeah.
How much are you going to give me?
Is it enough for me to blow off a ride?
He wasn't going to blow that guy off. The car. No, he mean coming back. He was coming back anyway.
Yeah, I know, but once he drops that guy off, he was probably not going to be another ride that he could pick up, and if he blows that guy off.
Now, how much are you going to give me is extortion for my purse, you know? Douchebag comes back 5 hours later, I give him $100. And then I get more mad because I gave him $100 for the purse. And I cancel all my wife's credit cards, so she can't go to a liquor store today. I know it's the first world deal since we got the damn purse back, but geez, be careful. You know, I remember we lost something in a cab once, and we just called the cab company, and the cab driver said, I'll be right back. He drove right back. Not an independent contractor working for a cab company. Maybe there's people responding to that.
Well, they got to
try to call Uber sometime.
They got people above them.
Yeah, thank you.
Uber doesn't.
It doesn't. Now, I love Uber. Don't get me wrong, but that's a little loophole there. Be careful. And I read it said they're not responsible for anything.
No, keep track.
That guy didn't apparently even have to come back. You know. So that's why I didn't give him a bad review.
It was all out of the kindness of his black heart.
Mm-hmm.
That he came back.
Yeah, whatever. I gave him $100.
5 hours
still
later.
Pissed me off. I was more mad at my wife than my purse.
I don't think he was black.
No. He said black heart.
Yeah. Black heart.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now that points up something.
Yeah.
You can't say that some places.
Black heart?
No. Apparently around a-holes like Todd.
Right.
It also brings up a good point that you can't turn to your wife and go, what the hell were you doing? You got to get mad at the Uber.
Oh my
driver.
God, I was so mad at her.
But you can't do that.
Never.
You can't do that.
No way.
You can't say this is all your fault.
Grab your freaking purse when you walk.
Keep track of your crap.
Yeah,
I can. I smacked her upside the head. Said you bonehead.
Wow, she doesn't like you anyway.
Right. Look at the problem you're causing my buddy here.
Oh, I was freaking out.
I'm sure you would be.
Well, because whatever, just a freak out.
Well, just because he was giving you the runaround.
He was giving me the runaround.
Yeah. It didn't sound. It sounded like
he just left too. Right. We got a hold of that guy within 10 minutes. You were standing there.
Yeah, but it sounded like maybe I'll get it back.
Yeah,
to you. Maybe I won't.
Right. And I'm thinking, I got no recourse here.
You really don't.
Now, when I read this, read the Uber bylaws.
Yeah,
they can
terms
screw you
of
over.
Agreement
screw
or
you over,
terms
man.
Of service.
So don't leave your handle of liquor. That's going to be gone.
And let your bank know that you're visiting liquor stores.
Your bank should know that.
If you're going to use a debit card.
Your bank should know that you're visiting liquor stores.
You would think so. But I think that happened to me once in Colorado. I went to I purchased something at a grocery store.
Yeah.
Fine. I went to a liquor store. Next thing I try to purchase with my debit card.
Yeah.
Oh, they shut you off.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, they're using a liquor store.
They should know that your debit card features a lot of liquor store purchases, even in this state.
Right. Ever tracked my purchases? You know, sometimes it goes with groceries. So, like here, I don't go to a specific liquor store ever. I get everything at the grocery store.
Right, right.
It's in Colorado that you have to go to liquor store.
Right.
Wouldn't you love to ask someone, what is it about my prior history of purchasing things
yeah.
makes you think, I don't buy freaking liquor.
Thank you, Craig.
Well, look
and
at me.
Order weed on the
Just
street
look
corner.
At me.
My guess is
and look at me.
They probably have a little algorithm, and that's where they get the red flag at a lot of liquor stores.
But like Puss said that, but they still, though, I think that you it's your money.
But then in the past, haven't you gotten your card hacked? And somebody bought like a washing machine in Zimbabwe, and they said, nah, that's fine.
That was right. A credit card. That
nah, that's fine.
That wasn't this one. Now, they've been good in the past about catching some other fraudulent purchases, so I'm not going to yell at them. I just want to make sure that this liquor store owner gets his 30-some dollars.
Speaking of fraudulent, do that story later on, Craig, about that stupid couple in Pennsylvania, $120,000 mistaken in their bank account. I just read what they drove to, what they bought with it. Idiots.
Everything.
Idiots. Yeah, I know. It's stupid.
Brewster's Millions, they spend it all in a week?
No, they didn't do it right.
They didn't yet.
They did not. I specifically thought of that. They actually bought things.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Not in Brewster's Millions, you can't.
No.
I see that we are all participating.
In what?
In Fall Hat Month.
Oh, yeah.
And summer and spring.
Year-round.
Yeah.
We're celebrating Fall Hat Month here at the Todd and Tyler Radio
Empire. I
knew
that. That's why I grabbed my hat this morning.
You know, I was talking to somebody, our midday girl here, Meg. Yeah. She said one of the stations she worked at before, they didn't let any of their people wear hats to work.
Really?
Like us.
For
like
morning
on
show
air
people. No.
No hats. And I went, what the? What? How? Why?
Everybody,
what?
No.
Huh?
No.
Yeah, I don't want to necessarily show up hatless. Yeah. That would be worse.
Yeah, we don't get up and do our dues. We put
what is this,
hats.
Some highbrow country club that you worked at?
No.
It's a radio station.
It's highbrow country club radio. Are you kidding me?
It's a radio station in this company that she worked for, but she was gone from here.
The one in Tennessee?
Yeah.
The Knoxville one? They said no?
Did you have to,
we'd wear hats.
Couldn't wear hats.
We'd wear hats.
Did you have to tuck your shirt in,
I would say that. No, we're wearing hats.
What's that?
Tuck your shirt in?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Wear a belt?
Gentlemen must remove their caps. No, she said she showed up to work one day when she first got there wearing a baseball cap. And I'm like, yeah, you can't do that. And she's like, yeah, okay, sure. What, oh, you're serious? Oh.
Oh, no, we'd wear a hat. I don't care where you're working.
Can you imagine?
You'll get my hat when you get out of my cold, dead hands. When it comes to the morning radio, we barely make it here.
Seriously, can you imagine this room with no baseball caps every morning?
Oh, yeah.
Be uglier than it already is.
Just like idiots.
I had to go hatless at a rehearsal dinner. And
you got up and got ready. We can't do that
true.
In the morning.
No.
Wake up at 2 in the morning, do our makeup.
Yeah, get our do fixed.
Yeah.
Well, I wish they had hats that went with suits. I guess they do, but yeah. they're not the kind that we like. Yeah.
But even then, you got to take the hat off eventually, and
hat
it's going to mess up your hair.
Yeah.
You know? That's always the Mad Men thing, you know. They always come in, and they pull off the fedora, and the hair is still perfectly combed.
Well, they also have small.
Bull.
They also got really short hair.
Not much hair there.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still combed and looking nice, and they pull the hat off. It's like, no, that's not how it happens.
I got a hat off. Happy National Hat Day.
Joe says, I'm an Uber driver and a Lyft driver. Every single time somebody gets out of my car, I always look in the back seat. And next to me to see if somebody forgot something. It's a habit that all drivers should have.
He didn't.
The driver should never hold something hostage for money.
He did. He did.
Well, then you should go give him a bad rating.
Yeah, I can go back in there. I got his name and everything.
Yeah, but...
But then what gives me a bad rating?
Yeah, don't they turn around and give you a bad rating if you do that?
But you're...
I finally found out the little buttons you got to push to figure out what your driver, passenger rating is.
Yeah.
And so far, I'm perfect.
I got I got a 486, and I have no idea why. I gave everybody a tip, you know, some douchebag. Probably.
Yeah, I'm a 5.0 man.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Chinese farmer.
That's a sex act.
Over there, they just call him a farmer.
They use the farmer there, right? Yeah.
Found his missing goat.
Inside a giant snake?
Inside a giant snake.
Well, don't read the story, Craig. Puss beforehand.
I had to guess that's how that was going to end.
The man said that more than 20 of his goats have gone missing from his farm recently. But When this last goat vanished, the farmer stumbled across a 13-foot python with a bloated stomach.
How tough is it to swallow a goat there on the farm, Puss?
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom.
So I'm swallowing the goat.
Video footage shows the python regurgitating the 88-pound goat.
Oh my God.
As workers massage its stomach and lift its tail, after about an hour, the goat was forced out, the python taken in by a local animal shelter. Now, the python is a protected species there, so they're going to let that thing go.
Also, is that why they couldn't kill the python to get the goat? The goat's dead, though, right?
Yeah, the goat's quite dead.
I was gonna say, did the goat live?
No. Why did they have to force the regurgitation? Because they couldn't kill the snake, right?
I don't know why, but they can't kill the snake, no.
Well, it's
probably protected.
Okay, if they were going to take the snake to a shelter, they probably couldn't transport it with the goat inside.
Well, make sure you get a shelter snake, not one of those snake
Adopt,
farms.
Don't shop.
Those snake farms.
And Puss had to work on the python. Naturally, has like a really hingeable jaw. Puss, that was a lot of years of hard work
to swallow the goat.
You ain't complaining. Yeah.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.